I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. Pour yourself a nice glass of absinthe. Turn on your fake fireplace and grab a chair in our parlor, because it's time for the latest episode of the Trendlecast, our attic-based bazaar, After Dark Delve, and all things Trundle Manor. Transmitting from deep in the heart of Swissvale, Pennsylvania, the Trundlecast is proudly produced by Mr. Harm and Velda von Minx, headmaster and dark mistress of the Loyal Order of the Strangled Magpie, members of the Secret Society of Odd Acquisition, proprietors of the Grand Collection, denizens of the dark corners of our blind pig, the Lost Trundle Society, and high creators of the great and powerful Trundle Manor. Now settle in, my Trundle files. We've got some stories to tell. On this Trundlecast, we get a little extra tipsy for the roundup. We explore the haunted Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. We rack our brains with some of Velda's movie trivia vault. And our old friend, the Grave Digger, duels out some more villain problems. Don't judge us too harshly, Trundlefiles, because it's time once again for the Trundlecast.
Your mental wealth, your guardian elf. I am trying to earn your deep respect, your fellowship, your intellect.
Welcome to Velda's Movie Trivia Vault, where I tease you with bits of film antiquity. Last week's question was, which classic movie star traded in her glamorous-sounding birth name, Lucille Lesueur, for a much more ordinary-sounding name by which she became superstar famous? And the answer is Joan Crawford, whose new name was chosen by a contest run in a movie fan magazine. The head of MGM Publicity thought her original name sounded fake and reminded one of a sewer. I hope that didn't torment you too much. Until later, Trundlefiles.
I am not the one who caused your disappointed woe. You cannot decipher who's yang and who is.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Trundlecast.
Yay!
Okay. You know, we're going to... I think I instituted something that's going to be fucking horrible for everybody involved.
Oh,
whatever.
You love it.
Oh, no, it's okay. Hey, you know, what about Obama now? Yeah. Okay, so you guys... you're not political. That's fine. no, so I got a soundboard where I'm making noises. You know, and I just think it'll be fun. Okay, so maybe it won't be. Sorry about that.
Darling, shall I play you the tiniest, world's tiniest violin?
I don't have a violin on here. I hate you right now for doing that. That'll be... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Anyway. So this is the Trundlecast, and we have had one fucking hell of a crazy time lately. And in true Trundlecast form, we're slightly inebriated.
Hey.
Trundle break.
Clink.
There's no clink noise on here. Anyway. Yeah, no, it's okay. But we've had so many things going on lately that we're kind of in the mist. We're just trying to get through this. And, you know, I think it's been fun. What do you think?
I am having so much fun. This has been a really great summer. It really has.
It has. And with me, as always, is Velda von Minx.
Why, hello.
I don't have the wolf whistle on here, unfortunately.
Damn it.
But that's in the hot seat. We did a lot of different stuff. We I don't think that we talked about the cultural trust thing. We might have talked about that on a
Trevor
Chaos.
Think we have, yeah.
But, you know, we talked about going to do it, and it was amazing.
We put the traveling show back together.
We did. Here's what we're going to talk about tonight. Tonight on the Trundle Cast, we've got a little tryst about various antics and things that we've been doing. We did the cultural trust. We redid the Bindle Museum. We put up our swimming pool. We met old Chief Woodenhead from from Creepshow, the movie.
Creepshow 2.
And that was through our good friend at Berg Vivant.
Brian Edward.
We went to a reptile show and bought some dead frozen mice. And eventually ended up with some cockroaches from our good friends at the Enclosure. They sell things like this. Crickets and various whatnot.
Nice.
We got a breeding pair of cockroaches, so we're creepified in our pet
division. Oh my god, cockroaches give live birth and it's horrible.
We went to purchase myself, Mr. Arm, a suit for a Men in Black movie that I'm going to be in. We'll put the links in the show notes for all of that kind of stuff. We went to Tiki Night with our good friends Derek and
Aaron,
and we had crazy amounts of booze. And
people who like to booze as much as us. That's very comforting.
Delicious Polynesian style food that they made.
Yes.
And lastly but not leastly, we went to the Transatlantic Lunatic Asylum.
Trans-Allegheny.
I wrote Atlantic.
And I'm going to be a super bitch, but I have one more thing that we forgot to mention.
What did we forget?
That would be Italian Day at Kennywood.
Oh, shit. That's we went to Italian Day at Kennywood.
Yeah.
Kennywood. I love Kennywood. I think everybody in Pittsburgh loves Kennywood. And if you don't, then you just don't really belong in
No, go home. Go somewhere
Pittsburgh.
Else.
So,
go fuck yourself.
You know, go to fucking hell. That's me being on my high horse. Right.
Oh, my God. I love that you have a high horse theme. That's
right.
So perfect.
That's right.
Christ,
I feel
perfect.
Better than everybody because I love Kennywood and I live in Pittsburgh. So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about on the Trundlecast this evening. We've got about a half an hour to wrap up all the crazy shit that we've done and talk about it. We'll try to be quick. We're also going to try to do not as many trundle breaks.
Ding, clink. Oh my God, sexy sax man.
Right.
We're the special guest tonight.
That's going to be the trundle break music.
I've been hallucinating, apparently.
Da 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 da. What you were really hearing is this. That makes more
That's
sense
what
than
my
we drink, actually.
Sexy sax man vision actually plays. I've got things wrong with me. Anyway.
So we've been through a lot, and I know we haven't done a Trundle Cast in a couple weeks, but we're going to put this out, and I'm going to fucking slap this thing together so we can get it out there for you guys. What I want to do is I'm trying a new format with the Trundle Cast, and I'm trying to make it so that we can get out one a week. I'm tired of this. I need to do better. I've got so much shit going on that we ended up leaving an old man sitting in a church by himself.
With pizza.
With a pizza, because we're terrible planners.
And it's funny how ridiculous that sounds.
Right.
It's actually really upsetting.
It's incredibly true.
It was an unprofessional business move.
It was
not good. But it sounds funny to everyone.
It was just like depressing to me, you know?
We're spread very thin
and,
these days. That's not a euphemism.
Nope. That's okay. What is this?
The slide whistle.
Yeah.
It kind of fits.
I don't know.
There we go.
That's what
go.
I should have used.
Poor Bernard.
We're terrible people. We don't try to be. But we end up being it sometimes.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I'm going to try to put together the Trundle Cast more efficiently and hopefully more awesomely. I guarantee that after a while I'm going to get sick of these buttons. So don't worry.
I dare you to get sick of those buttons.
Don't worry. It's eventually going to go away. But the cultural trust show. What did we do? We set up Trixie out front.
This was at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center.
No, it wasn't.
Liberty.
No, it wasn't.
Oh crap! No, August Wilson Center.
August Wilson also Center. Also in Liberty.
Yeah, it was a wonderful gala for, you know,
it was
people,
the Cultural Trust Gala, and it was their biggest, you know, event that they have.
Circus themed.
And they did it circus themed, and some of our good friends ended up putting it on, but I don't think that's why we were there. They wanted us for the traveling show. And we actually put together the Traveling Creep Show again just for them.
It's been a year and a half,
Big pain in the ass.
Oh, my God.
But it was totally worth it because it turned out that we ended up getting other people that wanted us to do it. And we're like, you know what? It's not really hurting us to keep this stuff packed away. It's just sad to not see our favorite pieces every day. But we can live without it. We'll make some more.
It gives us more room in the collection. Yeah. It gives us some empty cases. And it gives us a thing to make money at. We're going to do the Carnegie Museum in October.
I wish I had a
cha-ching
noise on here.
Well.
Yeah, we're going to do the Carnegie Museum show, which is going to be badass. They do... Go ahead and tell about it.
It's an after dark adults only series. They do every month or two. They had an oddities show. They had a dinosaur show, a tattoo show. So October will be zombie and haunted something.
Yeah, and they just want us back again. And I'm trying to convince them to let us use the tent because if it's all going to be together, how cool would it be to have the Trundle Manor's Traveling Creep Show tent set up in the Carnegie Museum?
That's really exciting.
So
for
I think we're going to try to set that up. In fact, I got to call them back. And hopefully I didn't screw that up.
We're on the Facebook invite. Facebook says we are going to be there. So I don't think you fucked up yet.
You know, I wish that they had his wah, 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 wah. Do I have that? There it is.
There you are. anyway.
So we got that, you know, coming up. We've got, you know what we have coming up, what I didn't write down?
The Steel City Con, because I wrote that down.
Fuck. That's right. Should we talk about stuff coming up, like, later? Because you kind of shoved that in there.
Sorry. Old business, new business.
We'll talk about old business first.
Right.
The Bindle Museum.
Yay!
has been redone. It's been condensed, and it allowed us to have a little bit more space for more of our jarred animals and things that you can't normally see. Like, we got some sweet-ass skulls.
We've got a lot of donations recently.
Right. And I feel like all of the stuff that we have has just been, like, kind of shoved in places. So now, it's got a nice little place. It's got a nice little home.
No, it looks good. It's finally to the rest of the Trundle aesthetic where things are just all shoved together and visually overkill.
Yeah.
It matches now, so it's good.
I think it works out pretty well. I'm very proud of that. So when you come, you're going to see a new display case. Also, Velda's going to have her own display case, so we're working on that. I know that's new business, but...
It is, but it's part of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I do costumes and I don't get a lot of chance to show them off.
Yeah.
I have like three wardrobes and they're all full of costumes that are not fit for wearing on the bus to work every day. So I may as well show them off during a tour.
I just want you to be able to talk about yourself more because you're as fascinating and awesome as I am. And
thank you.
You just have less stuff.
I went to school for 4 years to be able to do something better for myself. You may think I like theater or film, but I am vain as fuck, and I did it to be better at making things for myself. I'm sure you sympathize.
I don't think anything in the case. I think I know exactly why you did that.
Yeah.
Because you're just like me. Oh, two of the same. Trying to break.
Trundle. Ding. Ding, ding,
bing.
Ding.
Okay. So we set up the pool, which is what we're going to be doing right after this Trundle cast.
Do you know it's 95 degrees in here right now?
It feels so good. I'm sweating so much.
He's preparing for hell.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you have to.
I have makeup melting into my face. But
well, of course.
Did I mention, my dear Watson?
Because that's just the way that it is. So we're going to jump in our tiny, like, 8-foot wide... You know, 2-foot deep shit pool.
I'm going to eat Chef Boyardee in a child-sized pool. I am not sorry.
You know, if you're going to do that, then I guess I will make the other one.
Yep.
And next thing up is we talked to Chief Woodenhead. our good friend from Burg Vivant.
Brian Edward.
Brought over some guests that he was eating dinner with. And one of them was Chief Woodenhead from Creepshow 2, which he kind of mumbled that. He's like, oh, I was... And he is more than that. Like, he does magic. He does all kinds
of... He's a whole performer.
He's a great performer.
Brian described him to me. He said he is the world's foremost Charlie Chaplin scholar. So he trained Johnny Depp for Benny and June, and he trained Robert Downey Jr. for the Chaplin film. And he's just generally an old movie, old world type person, and he was pulling quarters out of people's ears. And he's such a sweet gentleman. Like, we're going to have him back. I think we've talked about before, we're going to have an all... We're going to have an all movie trivia podcast with myself and four or five people. So we're trying to have both of them come.
Yeah, and I won't be a part of any of that because I talk over everyone. So, but I will be recording. So
our time to shine.
Yes. I just want to give you some good time, baby. That's all. And he was a really nice guy, and we totally want to interview him just separately, you know, for the Toronto cast.
He lives in Pittsburgh. He's a great character.
Yeah. And you know, I don't normally like people to be like, oh, hey, you know, with a day's notice, I'm going to be at this place. Can you show it off?
Right.
I don't normally like that. But when,
Brian Edward.
Yeah. When Brian, texted me, I felt good because because they're the type of people that we want to, not that we aren't in a good place now, but I like the idea that, you know, people that act upper crust still find us endearing and want to show us off and hang out with us.
I got excited because Brian came over. It was a very hot day and he wasn't wearing his tux yet. He apologized for not wearing his tux, which totally endeared me to him.
That was for the interview. So,
that was at the beginning. And then at the end, we got drunk and talked about Joan Crawford a whole bunch. So you've got my heart.
Yeah, Zavelda was in her in her element.
Sure.
I just kind of step back. I'm like, nope, I'm not part of this. I love old stuff, but yeah, I'm not part of this. And we went to the reptile show in search of some new critters.
We did. We got some new critters, too.
We did. We didn't get them there, though.
No, we finally have cockroaches again. We had for such a long time Madagascar hissing and cockroaches, and now we have a male and female with babies. So they may mate at some point.
Hopefully. Kind
it
of.
Disgusting Hopefully. When they do.
It is.
Let me get really graphic here for half a second.
Go ahead, baby. Explain to me. Explain to
what
me.
What a live cockroach birth looks like.
Hold on. Let me find a good noise for this.
Yeah, wait.
Exterminate! No, that's not really it because I don't really want that to happen.
No,
so,
no, they're so sweet.
Let's see.
Gross out noise.
What's a...
Oh.
There we go.
Hey,
go ahead,
all
talk
right.
about them.
So, the female cockroach... She opens up the back of herself like a clamshell, and out of her squeezes about 2 pounds of cottage cheese when she fits in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
It's a disgusting amount of things that come out of a female cockroach, but it's all babies. It's like thousands upon thousands of teeny, teeny, tiny, maggoty-looking babies, and it's really fucking disturbing. So we're hoping that it'll happen in our house eventually.
So, Zora comes out of her butt.
It does. All this cottage cheese just squeezes out of her. Is it a cloaca? I know birds have one. Do bugs have one?
So tell me, baby, does it come out of her butt?
It probably does come out of her butt.
Tell me about that. Oh, wait. What
I think he got entirely derailed.
What hole does it come out of? Does it just...
It doesn't... What? Does it matter what fucking hole? The amount that squeezes out of her is 3 times the amount of her body.
Her.
It's not even sexy anymore. She is literally torn asunder
out
by
of
this cottage cheese tornado of disgusting babies. So we'll get it on tape
comes out
for
of
everyone.
But okay, okay. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's gross, and it's gonna be fucking gross. But the only reason, well, we didn't get those there. We got them the next day because we met our friends that run the enclosure.
The enclosure is a fantastic place if you like exotic pets.
Crazy snakes, crazy birds, crazy insects.
Tarantulas, lizards, geckos, all the things. They even have a bird that if you get real close, he'll draw you in, then he'll bite the shit out of you.
Bite you in the fucking head.
Yes, he
probably.
Will. They... But, the enclosure's great.
No, they're great. We grabbed a bunch of their cards, so if you come to Toronto Manor for...
We'll recommend you.
Yeah, you grab one of their cards and enjoy it, because, like, just going there is kind of neat, you know? Because they're kind of disgusting.
Oh!
It's crazy. Oh, it's crazy.
Great.
It's crazy. But yeah, check them out, man, because I don't know if he upcharged me or whatever, but he was still... Like he was looking out for me enough where he fucking saved my number and called me and said, hey, I found a dude that's selling these. You want me to
really
buy
cool.
them
that
for you?
That was within
you.
Several hours. That was good customer
yeah.
service.
Yeah.
Like, really
They're good
fantastic.
People. They're good people.
They love what they do. Check them out.
And, okay, next up, I bought a... You were there. We bought a suit for me for the Men in Black show.
Oh, correct.
The Men in Black movie.
You finally have a black skinny fit suit that
yeah.
looks fantastic. Yay!
Yeah.
Wasn't that always a dream, though? My God.
Since I was a child.
Yes.
I actually wrote up a script for me to be a Men in Black.
Aw, that's so
when
sweet.
When I was a kid. Because,
of course you did.
Yeah, because I was going to go to people's houses, pretend to be a Men in Black. But also, before I went to their houses, I was going to call the Air Force and say, like, come and interview me. But I was going to set up the time for, like, an hour later so that I could show up and do, like, some weird interview and be, like, real strange. I was probably 15 or younger.
Sure.
And I thought, like, dressing up in a suit as a tiny child, people would think I was part of the government. I don't know where I was going with it, but...
You know, it's believable.
I think I was going to say, like, I have a growth disorder. Please don't make fun of me. Just answer my questions.
Just get real pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Mm. Whatever. I'm sure you look good as a teenager in a suit.
Oh, I did. I did. I looked really good.
Ooh.
And but now I have another Men in Black suit because I'm going to be part of this movie.
Yeah.
That I think they're going to send to like Sundance or Cannes or one of those places. It's kind
I'd
of
like
a
them
short.
To send us there too.
And they explained to me that it has to do with the law of attraction and a lot of this different stuff. And
oh, that's
the,
right. That kid got
right.
Real
it was
drunk and
it was insane.
Real into some very
and the
witchcrafty
Men in Black
stuff.
In this movie are my kind of Men in Black. They're actually like the alienistic Men in Black, not like the movies where it's, you know, humans trying to save the world. It's aliens that are, you know, helping to, you know, quell information and slow down the process of people finding out that aliens exist. And that's what this is. I got the script and
I want to read it.
I don't have a lot of lines, so I didn't, like, pour over it normally. But they wanted our car, and then he's like, well, since your car is going to be in it, do you want to play one of the Men in Black? I'm like, And then he goes, oh, because Chris, I don't remember who he said. Chris said that, you know, you'd be good for it. I'm like, well, do you want me to be a Men in Black?
Yeah,
are you being coerced?
Is there a gun to your head right
now? To, you know, do you feel guilty that you're using my car and I'm not a Men in Black? But it's, you know, I felt bad, but I'm also like, I'm not going to pass this up. So, you know, fuck you if you feel bad, because I want to be a Men in Black.
Yes. No, it's going to be
wanna,
great.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
So I'm super excited about that. And I look good in the suit, and they let me keep my mustache. So Mr. Arm didn't lose his mustache. He lost his beard, so I feel like I've got extra chins. I do have, anyway, but I'm going to be the best Men in Black ever because I've been practicing this my entire life. I'm going to have, my plan is to do mannequin hands.
Ooh.
So, like, not an unnatural posture, but, like, hands that, you know, that stay in that mannequin position.
That's what happens to me whenever I float in a swimming pool. My hands go automatically to mannequin position because if you've ever seen that Twilight Zone episode, I am a mannequin for real.
Yeah, but your fingers are apart. Mine are going to be like, fingers are together.
No, that's what they do.
Kind of grippy,
but not
really.
I'm showing it to you
now,
but I'm not in water. In a few minutes,
right.
I'll show you because I am a mannequin.
But,
promise.
Okay, good. All right. But that's my, like, big, I'm talking about me now.
Oh.
Could you fucking shut up? You have your mannequins that you're getting, so this is me. Shut up! Wait, I like this one.
What the fuck?
That was pretty loud.
That certainly shut me up.
I don't know what it's from, but I love it. So there you go, I just took you down.
Talk about your mannequin hands. We got 7 minutes.
I just thought it was gonna be really cool. And we had tiki night with our friends Derek and Aaron.
They're wonderful.
They are good people.
They are good people. I've been friends with them since I was a teenager, actually. And they drink as much as we do,
all
if not
the more.
Plenty
they
fucking more.
They had so
more.
Much more booze than us.
Dear
God, you know what I think it is? I think it's less that. I think it's more that they don't drink as much as us, so they have more booze.
Well,
seriously.
I mean,
you, my dear Watson.
I didn't mean to push that one, but that was good.
No, they have a fucking...
Who has more booze than us?
I don't know. Is it a contest?
Them.
God, I hate they have competition.
They have lots of booze.
No, you play Hallelujah, because it was goddamn Hallelujah when I had too much liquor in me. It was great.
Oh, God, it was so fucking good. They had Slurpees, and they had...
Frozen drinks, for those of
that's
you.
That's a fucking Slurpee. They had Polynesian Slurpees. They had a lava bowl.
Spread of
oh my
Polynesian
god, all the food. I want to order food so that I can like throw it in the garbage because their food was so good.
No,
it was
nothing
just,
was ever going to be as
no,
good as that.
No, Jesus,
was.
They made I don't know what the fuck the meatballs were, but it was like, oh, here's some meatballs that look
it was,
like
it
we
was
bought
more
the,
than I could have.
Shh, 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 shh. It's meatballs that look like we bought them at the furniture store at IKEA, but they were like. Just I don't know. They were really good.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
I shouldn't have shushed you.
Oh dear. What I'm saying is we should have stayed there for a whole week to have been able to enjoy it everything. It was too much.
Oh, and they're good. Our good friends Mark Copper and
Rachel Copper.
And Rachel Copper,
who was one of my substitute teachers in high school, one of the good ones.
They showed up. They're fucking awesome. They make me miss the car club aspect of life.
Oh, my dear sweet Jesus.
His entire club makes me miss, you know, the old drifters. Like, the drifters that started the drifters. Like, that's what I fucking miss. Like, Derek's club, the Blacktop Cannibals, make me miss the original drifters with Jeff and A-Bomb and Ace Brown and...
I'll be honest, I've been listening to, like, old school rockabilly all week, because I think it's mostly them and that whole thing that made me miss it, but,
yeah.
Oh, Christ, I miss the old days
I know,
so much.
I know.
Like,
I
hate
we're,
it.
We're really cool, but we're only cool because we were part of the rockabilly scene when it was cool to be part of the rockabilly scene.
I mean, I'm not a social climber or anything, but I feel cool because of that.
Right. I don't know. I just thought that was, like, such a neat thing. We had such a good time.
But
and,
you know what?
There's and I hope that we provided enough fun for them, too.
Oh, my God. I hope so. Know. Well, we've got a lot of good car shows coming up, actually. There's, like, three or four. We're doing the Mods versus Rockers. There's that Zeke's Coffee car show. Don't you dare be sad.
I didn't know what that was.
Okay.
I pushed it because
I'm just saying.
Shut up!
So, you know.
You and your soundboard.
Oh, I think Charlie was talking to you right there.
Oh, sorry, Charlie. Jeez, I guess I'm being a stupid fake bitch.
Yeah, you know.
Shut up!
Right.
Well,
correct.
You know, but what he also
he
says
is...
You are
so
a pirate!
Sorry.
So apparently you're a pirate to Charlie, so that's
I
fine.
I will take it.
That's okay.
In stride.
That was actually
that means
reserved
more rum
for
me, right? That I'm was, a pirate, so I'm happy.
That was reserved for the Admiral. So here's a shout out to the Admiral.
Love you,
hold on,
Jamie
hold on,
and Amanda.
Hold on. There it is.
You are a pirate.
Here's to Jamie. Trundle break. Nice.
I toasted so hard, I knocked my microphone out of place.
Yeah. What else did we do? Let's see.
Kenny Wood at Italian Day.
Okay.
We went for Italian Day at Kennywood, which
we
is the
did.
Greatest...
The best day...
Of the year.
Yeah, you don't go, because I don't want to see any of you there, because really, like, Kennywood on Italian Day, it's my day. It's a day for me. It's a day where me and my kind can get together
and hug
and
Italian.
Just enjoy the beauty that is Kennywood.
Shut up!
Okay, fine. Fuck it. But
we literally decided this is okay.
We went there to eat Italian food,
yes.
Ride rides with like Italian grandmas.
We did.
And, you know, watch some dude piss himself.
Like
that's what we went
our
for.
Life is ridiculous, but we totally made the decision that day where let's buy a $10 bucket of meatballs
and
then hang upside down on a roller coaster for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
Because that sounds excellent as
far
as decision
making
goes.
I don't know why
I
did that.
Let's do that.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Yeah, it's just like...
Fair
that
enough.
Was not a good choice. And I thought like, well, at some point I'm going to have to shit. And that is always a concern for Mr. Arm. Always. And
Speaking of,
there's no poop button, so don't worry. But
I'm so glad.
Speaking of, what did we do? What was our fucking main awesome thing that we, well, that we did?
The Trans-Allegheny Lunatic
Asylum. Oh, the random. Oh, I hit random. I like it.
Is that what you heard me say just then?
Yeah, it's fucking cowboy time, and you know, no, shut up, chickens.
the lunatic asylum.
Anyway, yeah. Oh, I don't have any buttons.
Is there a lunatic button?
No,
there?
I don't.
All right. Well,
what would that be?
You sort yourself out.
What would that be?
And I'm going to talk about it. The trans. Sorry, the circus excites me.
Wait.
I can't be stopped. Oh, Benny Hill.
I'm going to forever remember the Lunatic Asylum as us running around it like this. Going in and out of doors, coming out of other doors.
Actually.
Right? Yes. All the fucking doors that we were going in.
It was four floors. We got 2 hours on each floor, and they were all built the same, so it could have so easily been a Benny Hill skit if it was sped up.
We got, it was 40 people. Everybody had 2 hours per floor. There were four floors. We were split up into groups of 10. And honestly, like, we didn't run into our group that often, which was cool. Like, everybody ended up, like, not running into each other. Now that I think about it, it's really strange because, you know, we didn't, like, cross paths all that often, did we? Do you honestly, towards the end, sure, but, like, in the beginning, I don't think that we crossed paths,
and it's not a fucking circle either.
Like, somehow, we scattered to the winds. You know, we went to both sides of the middle hall, but I don't think that we crossed paths with people that much.
Yeah, but at the same time, we were all trying to be quiet to get our ghostly evidence or our
Trying to debunk me, my beautiful swan of debunkiness.
I'm just saying there's a lot of people, and it was a magnificent atmosphere.
I think that there was a crime committed, and that crime was that we didn't see a fucking ghost.
That is quite the crime.
Or hear one.
But growing up in haunted houses and just, maybe I'm just a professional ghoul, but I do feel...
Go ahead.
That is such the ghoul music. Good job.
Right?
Good job. I feel so comfortable in a place like that. Like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You look out the broken 1875-era window, and all there is fog as far as the eye can see. You can't even see where you parked. It doesn't fucking matter, because you're in the old lunatic asylum, and you could... You could get fucked on the floor for all you care, but you would still be having a nice
time. You know what
I
was sad about? That we did not, you did not get fucked on the floor.
I didn't.
I feel pretty bad.
You played that song and made me think about it.
You know what we ended up doing at the very end?
Eating a whole bunch of cheese.
Listen. Here's what happened.
It did it, though.
No. You know, what really happened was, I wish I knew how to work this better. Oh, I would be so good if I knew how.
Oh, look at old Spike Jones over here. The sound effects, man.
Shut up.
Oh, boy.
Shut up.
Yeah, we fell asleep in the car.
We didn't actually have sex.
It
wouldn't even be that.
It was the echoiest place I've ever been.
Sex is fun.
I'm loud.
You're very loud. You're a lot of things during sex.
You're welcome.
I'm not complaining. But the whole thing is, like, we were having so much fun at this place. Like, it was seriously really fucking cool. And we just kind of felt at home. And I'm someone who's afraid of the dark. Like, I'm literally...
I was very shocked at the advances that you were making on the dark.
But... Here's what proves it to me is that I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of being alone in the dark, because when people were there, when you're by my side, I'm good.
Right.
Sleeping doesn't count because you're asleep, so you're not actually by my side.
No, I'm
you're
unconscious.
Fucking asleep. But you know, there was this one point. And I think don't do that face. That's not a good face for me when I'm talking about being creeped out.
I unhinged my jaw a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm so
you're
sorry.
You're fucking mean. You're mean to me. Look, the people don't like that. Okay? The people that get cut off fucking immediately don't like that, apparently.
Sorry, go on.
No, what I was going to say is we have a choice. This is our choice for this Toronto cast, and we can either play one of two things. Mm. We have two things we can play. We could play, since we just went to the Lunatic Asylum, we could play the...
Dominique.
Hate you. There it is.
Dominique, Dominique, s'en allait tout simplement, oh Dieu.
No, what I was going to say is we can play the recording that we made at the very end of the night. This was the last 9 minutes of the night. They actually came to look for us because we were the last people to leave.
We should play that.
Because what we did
was... That was a good recording.
We locked ourselves in a child's room.
Yeah.
Of this, in the child's ward.
Playroom.
A child's playroom where there were coloring books and crayons on the floor.
People leave offerings.
Because people left offerings.
Yeah.
We could play that. It's about 9 minutes.
I think we should.
And then I could play maybe like the 9 to 10 minutes of that one weird thing that I recorded the entire night.
Which we can't possibly listen to nine hours.
I recorded 9 hours. I'm not going to listen to it. But the one thing that I tagged, we listened to, and there's a weird thing where you hear a drip noise, which we didn't at all.
No,
And it's after we asked the ghost a question, because we were sent to this room that was supposed to be haunted.
Real quick, basically, it was supposed to be this room at the end of the hall where one of the tour guides had an incident where he got beat up, apparently, by something unseen.
Right.
And so we went in, we did some talking to whatever might be there. And every time we ask a question, like, it's very poignant whenever the drips happen. They sound like little water drips or like a creak or a click.
Yeah.
And
come on,
we don't know what they are, so it's interesting.
That made you mad. Sorry, let me
I
stop this record.
I was almost done, God.
You are good.
Damn it.
You were good.
God,
what is
damn
this,
it.
Though? How is it called Swanee? I didn't know that. so we can play that.
I think we ought to play both.
Those two things.
Now that we've explained them, we should play both.
Listen, we can play those two things, or we can play Jason's birthday night.
Oh.
Which is another drunken fun fucking night. What do you think?
I think we should play the Insane Asylum.
Because it was fresh.
Yes, and I think we should save Jason's birthday and maybe make some more drunk nights and have a bunch of them slapped together.
Well, I mean, they're pretty long, so it's kind of like one at a time.
I say do ghosts.
Ghosts, okay. So we're going to do ghosts. And what you're going to hear next is Toronto Manor's Night at the Asylum. I think I'm going to play us. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to play you the closet interview first.
Okay.
Which we talked to the ghost in
the
closet first.
It's the water dripping thing.
And listen after some of the questions, because you hear like a bloop, bloop.
It's so subtle.
Bing, bloop, bloop.
You may have to go back and replay it, because it's very subtle.
It is hard to hear, but we did not hear this sound until after I recorded, and we're skeptics, so
we're not gonna.
So it's weird for us to even be talking
about
this,
crap, you know.
But there was something weird about it.
Ooh.
Right, it was very strange, and I think that someone was trying to communicate with us.
I sure hope so.
Someone from the other, and I'm bobbing my head like it's the 90s, is what I'm doing.
The 1890s.
Yes, where I hit my head against the wall because of tuberculosis. But speaking of, there was a tuberculosis ward that we did not go into.
Jesus. That building
was
a quarter mile long, let me just say. The
go ahead.
Asylum itself was so big, but there was also a tuberculosis ward. There was a medical building. There were so many buildings on the whole. It was a campus of things.
Yeah.
The tuberculosis ward, we said, was the most terrifying because we know people died in there. We know entire families died in there of an incurable disease. And all we heard about the lunatic stuff was, like, they showed us, like, four or five very upsetting tales of teenagers who committed suicide.
So sad.
A guy that shoved a bedpost through another guy's lung and
through his head.
Oh, his head. Well, yeah. Whichever. Yeah, like four or five murders.
These two. Oh, my sad moment left.
More sad.
So this, these two inmates that tied bed sheets around their necks
they
and jumped off their bunk beds.
They were both 17-year-old dudes. You know, they were jerking each other
committed
up.
Committed suicide.
Ooh, we committed suicide. They were auto-erotic-ing really hard.
I don't know about that.
They were squanching off in there.
I don't know about that. But
anyway, not to be disrespectful.
But I really think, you know,
there is a weird energy there.
Yeah. Well, there is. I didn't feel it.
I wish I had felt it. I wish I could say I had.
There was a weird energy about the TV ward that we didn't go into. But
generally,
we didn't
because
go into
the
that.
Place is so old and because so many energy-wise things have happened there.
Mm.
We just didn't feel anything.
Yeah, you want to think that.
What's I do.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Yeah, like
I
we
do
wanted
want to think that.
We wanted to think that.
I can suspend my disbelief until the whole world collapses.
And I'm someone who's afraid of the fucking dark. And I stared into a mirror by myself in the dark.
You played Bloody Mary.
I played Bloody Mary for the first time in my life. We weren't drunk. We weren't drinking at all.
That's right. We weren't. I say that, but you're right. We were not.
We did not have one drink.
Shocking.
Yeah. The entire night. And you know, I was the one that started it. And the guy that's with it, he's like, why are we doing this? Like, what's this going to do? I'm like, dude, it's just like a thing that teenage girls do. Just let me fucking get over this. This is the first time in my life where I said, let's do Bloody Mary, and did not, just not do it. So really, like, listen to it, and, you know.
You enjoy. You wish you had been there, and you can go.
You know what I really want?
You
know what I really want is, if there is anyone out there listening, I know there's, like, two of you, maybe. One of them might be me. Because I listen to myself, but send
Tim
me...
Shaw. Hi, Tim Shaw.
Hey, Tim Shaw. You better be listening to this. But send me your ghost story. Just send
Please.
Me or write it up or just call it in and be like, hey, Mr. Arm, don't fucking pick up your phone because I wanted to leave a message, and then I'll hang up and you know then you can call again and I'll let you leave a message. And we'll put it on the Trundlecast, because I
want
to hear other people's
stories. And we are very curious. We've always been into ghost things.
Yeah, and I just want to know that anyone is listening to this, because it's going to be quite a waste of time, because I really do care.
One, like Trundle Manor. Two, tell us your ghost stories. Three, we miss rockabilly days. Four, we want to get drunk all the time. Five, we got a lot of crazy bullshit coming up, so please pay attention to our website.
Yeah. So, if there's something strange in your neighborhood, Trundle Manor is something weird, it doesn't look good, you should call Trundle Manor and leave us a message. I'm not afraid of calling Trundle Manor. Right?
Yep.
Anyway. So,
we're going to go play in the pool.
So, thanks, folks, for listening. Up next is Velda's Trivia Vault is coming up.
Oh.
Right, we have that. Also, you're going to hear, before that, though, you're going to hear, I think I might throw in a villain problem.
Yes, you should.
And then after the villain problem, I'm going to play our interviews at the asylum. So if you can hear something, man, send something in and let me know that you heard something. And we're not crazy.
No.
We are, but that's okay. But send it in. Let me know.
We like your validation of our crazy.
I just want to read your name on the Trundlecast and know that I'm not doing this for nothing. So enjoy, folks.
Good night.
No.
Oh.
Good evening.
Pleasant nightmares.
Oh, I hate you.
Me too.
villain problems number 999. Not all spirits are willing to be your friend.
I keep telling you that when I died from chugging gin and funneling tonic up my rear, it was not a challenge, Mr. Arm.
When you can feel your liver coming up in chunks in the commode, you may want to reach for a Dr. Siphon's dialectic surgical implant. Nothing like being able to drink like a real man for all eternity, I always say. For more villainous commiseration, listen to the Trundlecast. You know where to find us.
sense other people. Say anything that you like towards that red light. It's a microphone, and I promise you'll be heard.
We would be in your debt if you would talk to us.
If you want us to leave, tell us to leave.
There's lights in the hallway.
Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Yes.
And it's a, they do haunt tours.
They do ghost hunting, they do historical tours, and they have a haunted house, they do all kind of stuff here.
And, they do Rocky Horror.
And drag shows, which we had no idea, that sounds like fun, and
yeah,
I kind of want to come back for that.
Yeah, they do tons of stuff here. And, it's 2 hours away from Toronto Manor, so...
it's a day trip.
Yeah, but the entire length of the road was just antique mall after antique mall.
Oh, God, the whole way here.
So we might be doing this. And anybody that wants to join us, please do.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. We definitely can bring people to a drag show here.
I think so.
Toronto people would love that.
Yes. I know we know people who would want to come to that. Like all of our friends.
Yeah. So this is the end of our night. We have
10 minutes
left. And I thought that we could talk about what we've been doing, you
sure.
know? And just kind of, I know it's echoey. Hopefully this records.
It's very echoey in here.
Yeah. But we're in one of the rooms in the children's ward.
The young children, by the 3 to 11, I think they said?
Yeah. So, and this looks like a playroom, and we're actually on top of a coloring book and crayons that somebody left for the kids.
People leave offerings. There's a lot of rooms with balls and teddy bears and toys in them.
Yeah, it's neat. And we had a great tour guide named Zach.
Yes, he was very knowledgeable. He seems to have fun with it. He's a tattoo of the asylum, and he's going to get a whole sleeve. Like,
yeah.
He lives for this stuff, so that's neat to see.
And it's really weird, because he's been doing this for 4 years, but he still carries around his ghost hunting kit.
Yeah.
And set stuff up.
I think he's just trying to research. Like, he's had a lot of experiences he was telling us about all night. And have you, should we say that? Have you seen anything or felt anything all night?
Well, you know, we came with a couple that the one guy just kept wanting actual proof. And you don't get that from these kind of things.
No.
You know, you get a feeling, you get a thing. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I didn't either, to be honest.
I was sad that I didn't. I think it's because, you know, anytime you come with, like, a group and it's a setup thing and, you know, it's, like, we always say, why would they show all of a sudden? Or why would they show to me? Or, you
why
know.
Would you
No.
If a bunch of strangers came into your house and asked you to
every weekend.
Command every weekend.
Every
would
weekend.
You? I don't think so. You yeah. want to rest.
So we're not in disbelief. We just had a good time wandering around.
I believe that there are such things, but mm-hmm. I understand why they don't want to show themselves. And what we learned from the Charlie episode at our house, when they were talking about that they don't want to be exploited, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
And I am not here to exploit anybody who might be lingering.
And you know what? If I was actually going to do this kind of thing, then I would not be pandering to them the way that a lot of people do in the mediums.
Right.
And we had to be so quiet because I didn't want to interrupt people. We're in a room where we closed the door at this moment.
At the end of a ward where there's nobody else, we're finally alone.
Yeah.
All night long, no matter what we were trying to record, we could only hear other people doing the same.
Yeah.
So it was contaminated. Everything was.
Yeah, so every single thing is contaminated.
There's like 50 people here.
So what I would do is, you know, he said like, oh, you say like, he goes, patients come out of your rooms and go to, you know, whatever he said.
Right, he was trying to sound like a doctor.
But it was real, like, quiet, and I'm like, it doesn't, no one, you have to go, patients, get out of your rooms.
You need to speak with authority if you're going to convince
right.
them, yeah.
And I think I'd be able to do that at a place like this, but it would have to be without a bunch of other rubes around.
Yes.
So it was still, the entire thing was contaminated, but it was still totally worth it, because this was fun.
Sort of my favorite thing is just to sort of dig the atmosphere, so I don't, you know, yes, there's other people around, and I'm not going to really hear anything or feel anything, but I just like looking around and enjoying the space itself.
Yeah, I think that's the greatest part, the peeling paint, the rounded corners, the bars on the windows.
The old architecture, the way that all the rooms are shaped differently, and I couldn't get over the fact that if they would have built this now, every room would be cookie cutter and plastic and just as mm-hmm. easy and simple and plain as they could, but these are very unique looking.
Every single one is different, and I just think that's really fucking cool.
It is.
And, you know, everyone on the at Toronto Matter or on the Toronto Cast at this point has to know that I have a fear of the dark.
Yes.
And I didn't get that here. I think it was because it was, you know, set up as a tourist attraction.
Right.
Or something.
Even with the stories they were telling us all night.
Right. I couldn't get it. And at one point we were in the attic where it's creaky wooden floors
mm-hmm.
and pretty spooky, actually. That was the spookiest part, I thought.
I agree. It was
the
spookiest.
Attic was very spooky. And at the end of the hall, which these are not hallways, these are like gigantic
corridors. It's huge.
Like
it's
you could
huge.
Yeah. And I said, oh, let me, we set up some equipment at one end.
Yeah.
He put out cigarettes and a flask of whiskey for one of the ghosts.
It was a rehab ward, so they was trying to bring about vice.
Jerk.
Yeah, he was being a jerk.
I didn't even get that at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we all sat in silence at one end while he yelled, you know, oh, you know, say, take a drink or whatever he said.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I could put my microphone down at the end and see if it picks up stuff. Maybe they're just being quiet.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, go ahead. And I trot down to the end and with my light off and no light in the room. And halfway down, I go, I don't like this. why did I do this? I hate the dark. I don't like being alone. And fuck. Flashlight. Where's my flashlight?
Yeah, so, I didn't get with you because you just looked like you knew what you were doing.
I wanted to be a big shot, and
yeah.
I almost pooped a little bit in the middle.
And I'm proud of you for not pooping everywhere.
I really wanted to, like, put it down, turn around, and run back to you.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I hope that it looked cool, me coming back, at least.
It looked very cool.
Good.
It looked very cool.
But yeah, so it was fun. Did you feel anything, though?
Not really. The only time I really kind of felt anything abnormal was when we were down in the Civil War parts of the basement, and we were talking.
Really?
Well, I just got, like, a little bit of chills, because we were talking about other ghost stories.
Yeah.
We were talking about the podcast that we listen to and the idea of children having imaginary friends that might be real things that they, you know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't through anything that I experienced in the building. It was because of what we were talking about.
And the only time that I got creeped out was at the very end, right before we came in here. And there was there were two rooms connected by pane of glass
mm-hmm.
with safety glass.
Yeah.
With wire in it. And I said, you were looking through and then you were going to follow me into the room. I go, no, I wanted to wave to you. And I run around to the other side, and I thought I was walking up to the glass, and I thought I saw my reflection, because we had our lights off.
Yeah.
And I thought I saw my reflection, and then all of a sudden my reflection waved before I could, and I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, that's her.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Velda on the other side. Okay, but that was the first really skeeved out moment that I had.
Yeah.
And that was just, and he even said, like, 96% of it's in your head.
Sure.
You know, you're looking for that extra, like, 4% or something.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, for all I know, it's going to be buried on these recordings that we did get something. But
if we care to listen to the full 8 hours, we'll hear something.
My brain will just implode if I have to listen to that, no matter how cool the echoing endlessness of these recordings is.
Right.
But anyway, we're going to have to get back. We're going to go buy some gargoyle faces in the gift shop, maybe, if they're not like $600.
Right.
Because who knows?
Who knows?
And
eat
so
some of that calzone we brought with us, because we have like 3 weeks worth of snacks.
Yeah, because we ate very little here.
We were doing too much.
I know.
Too exciting.
Too much. Yeah. We did not want to eat.
Yeah.
So this is Mr. Arm.
And Velda von Minx.
In the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic
Asylum.
Good evening.
And good morning, because it's 5 a.m.
Oh, shit. Bye.
Bye.
Well, hello, Trundle Files. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. And now, for a bit of classic film trivia for those of you who choose to live in the pictures like we do. Tonight's question is, who is widely considered to be Hollywood's first sex symbol, first manufactured celebrity, and was responsible for a new term in the dictionary to describe predatory women? Join us again next week for the answer, if you can wait that long. Farewell, Trundle Files.
My Trundle Files, I can't say I'm surprised that they didn't find any ghosts outside of Trundle Manor. We do filter most of them through here, though, as far as I can tell. Still, who wouldn't want to spend a few hours traipsing through an asylum? I know I've been through a few myself. They just can't seem to hold me there, though. Now, I hope you enjoyed laughing at the slightly inebriated Mr. Arm and Velda von Minx as they stumbled through that roundup. That was actually their second try. The first was so mind-numbingly boring that they did it all over again, after having a few libations, of course. And know that Mr. Arm was telling the truth when he told you that he wanted you to call in and leave voicemails to play on the air. I think he just feels a little lonely. Wouldn't you in this great big manor of ours? Trundle Manor would like to thank Bruce and Kelly for inviting along Mr. Arm and Velda von Minx to the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, as well as Zach for giving an entertaining yet fruitless tour of their facility. As always, we like to thank Brian Vamp for allowing us to use Not the Bad Guy for our intro music. You can find his further works at ReverbNation.com/Brian Vamp. That's B-R-Y-A-N Vamp. Make sure to tune in for the next Trundlecast, where we have no idea what's up next. While you're waiting, visit trundlemanor.com, where you'll be able to see a list of all of our future events, like gallery shows and movie nights, or book a tour and experience the manor all by yourself. Be sure to peruse our videos and photo pages to get a glimpse into the lives of its inhabitants. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr just by typing Trundle Manor into their search boxes. Don't forget to send your stories of Trundle Manor, both unusual and unnatural, to the TrundleCast at trundlemanor.com. We may even read them right here. Now we've made sure to send out our battalion of earwigs to do a thorough cleaning of your canals while you sleep peacefully in your feather beds. No need to thank us, though. We know you wouldn't want to miss the next TrundleCast.